And we're talking about what the devil is going to inflict on the people of God. This is not what the people of God do. You know, King Louis of violence is being violent. It's not what it says. It says we suffer, first of all. Then it says the next word is violence. Yet pretty rough. And the other word I like is the word force. Get pushed around. The people in the kingdom of heaven are going to suffer. You can just plan on it. Well, I don't want to suffer. Well, you're going to suffer whoever you are. But I assure you, in the kingdom of heaven, you are. If John the Baptist and Jesus and the disciples and the history of Christianity shows folks suffered, there was violence, and there was force used against them, then plan on it happening to you. It is the nature of the opposition to be violent and forceful. It's their very nature. Satan is a thief, a liar, and a murderer. So what do you expect him to do? Read poetry? This violent, forceful opposition is where the lawlessness comes from and the recklessness comes from. The extreme behavior comes from. You shouldn't be surprised when the devil manifests extreme behavior through people against the people of God.
Right.
You're not supposed to say, well, how did that happen? Or what did you do for them to say that? Sometimes nothing, but tell the truth. That cost John the Baptist's life. The truth is, it's in the very nature of our opposition. I like how George Eldon Ladd says it's the nature of the opposition to try to choke out the word of God. And it is the nature of the kingdom to preach the word.
Yeah.
So you've got preaching and choking going on. Jesus himself gave a parable of the sower of the seed and showed how few things that are said from the pulpit are ever remembered. That's why we say get a tape and hear it over and over, because hearing and hearing produces faith. That's why we say take notes and look at them and remind yourself, because that's what God's dealing with you about. I will never get over the reality of the Alpha Omega vision and how the Spirit of God deals with the angelos of God, who produces a message from God for the people of God. And he says, when the message has been preached, he says, hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like Drummond. I don't care who you like. You know, you want to go to the Corinthian epistle. It's interesting. I just finished writing about that in my book. Paul said, you know, you're a bunch of carnal jerks. I can't tell you the real truth. You know why? You're fighting and arguing over who the right preacher is in your church. Some of you swear by me, he says, because I started the thing. But some of you swear by Apollos, and some of you swear by Cephas, and you hate each other. You see, I want to say something, ladies and gentlemen. The devil will bring violence and suffering and force into Christianity through whoever will choose to be the medium.
Yeah. That's right.
The devil has no manifestation without us. You know, nowhere in the Bible is there an example of a demon walking into the room. But demon-possessed people, they walked into the room. Why, Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? They've walked into the room. If no one did it, it wouldn't happen. But you know, people choose. They volunteer by their conduct to make themselves vulnerable to demonic powers that they have no idea about. That the Ephesian epistle tells us, run the world through people. I mean, the most extreme example of the Antichrist, where he's just completely overtaken by Satan, not some lofty, lowly, or anything, one in between demon.